Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, good morning. I guess the big news today, if it happens, will be that President Trump's announcing a trade deal with the United Kingdom. It's the first of dozens of deals, but this is the first they've been. They haven't said anything about any of them up until today. And now I don't know if this is the big announcement he was talking about from the other day or not, but I guess it's a pretty big one. The U.S. has been pushing nations to approve licenses for Elon Musk's Starlink satellite. They're trying to grow that even more. So be looking for that part of the story. But the U.K. supposedly will be announced today. Federal judges are just all over the place, all over the Trump administration. The latest one has come with a very stern order as the United States is poised to send a plane load of immigrants to Libya. They're going to put them in a prison over there, I presume. And these weren't
Libyan citizens. It's just like...
Right, they're just using them to warehouse.
Where can we send people that we don't want to go?
Right.
And they may not want to go. Yeah, it appears.
So it's pretty crazy. So federal judges, I don't know how this all gets... I think it gets solved by the Congress creating some kind of law what to do with, you know, mass immigration people who are illegal, because you really can't have 1 million due process trials. So, and that's where it's going to come down to, that everybody that gets thrown out gets some kind of due process. So I don't know how that story is going to end, but right now it's just a jagged open. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of whoever are doing hundreds of laser strikes on airplanes in Washington state. There have been 438 reports of laser strikes since March, illuminating the cockpits of planes flying into SeaTac and Spokane. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those laser pointers?
Well, you can get one on Amazon or at the gas station, probably, and people
we get them at Petco so we can play with the cats.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you get these things, and then they fall into the hands of folks who go, oh, this is neat, but your fascination with it clearly is over in the first 2 minutes. So it's like, well, let's aim it at airplanes.
Whew.
See if we can crash it. It's sad.
That's going to get somebody in a whole heap of trouble when they find them. The conclave, we got more black smoke. If I had to do the over and under, I'd say it's going to be Saturday. I just feel it, but we'll see.
Eric thinks it'll be today.
Last two popes have been on day two.
But it's just a whole different Congress has been elected in the 80-something new cardinals from Pope Francis. So
I think there are three different votes today, and it's getting kind of later in the day over there.
No, the first one's haven't even done the first one.
Oh, well, they're supposed to do three today. So they're supposed to do one this morning, so I guess they didn't do it.
9:30 our time this will be morning. The next vote.
Is that the first one today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see. There are people watching, though, trust me. Federal Reserve didn't do anything yesterday. They pretty much held steady, and that was expected. The country music world will be looking to Prime Video tonight for the Academy of Country Music Awards, the 60th annual ACMs. It's in Frisco, Texas, which is up there near Plano, and that's where the Dallas Cowboys have their headquarters. Jerry Jones likes this award show. He loved having it at Jerry World when they had it there a number of years ago, and he was more than thrilled to put it up there at the Star. And I think they got a home for as long as they wanted. He makes it very favorable to be there. And I think they like being there because in Nashville, they're nothing special. And in Central Texas up there, they're very special. They do all kinds of other shows and promotions and golf tournaments and everything else.
Yeah, so Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson last night at Billy Bob showed up. Big concert last night.
They're all over the place. They're at one of those places where they have an Opryland Hotel is one of those places up there, and they had something, too.
Jimmy, if you would, and we mentioned it earlier, but a lot of thousands of new folks tuned in since then. How can somebody watch that tonight? Is it on ABC, NBC, or CBS?
It's no network television at all, delayed or live or otherwise. It is only on Prime Video.
And
now, Prime Video has had Thursday night NFL football, so some of you certainly have gone to look for that.
Difference is, though, watch it. Allegedly, I'm told by Eric as well, and you, I believe, too, it's free.
Yes.
Just this show tonight.
Just for this show, yeah. Because they're all these streaming channels are trying to get bigger, and they know they're gonna they've been running reruns of shows and things like that. So that's why they're getting into running NASCAR, NFL, whatever they can get to draw people to them. For example, there's a show called Tony and Ziva, which is a spinoff of NCIS, two of their most popular characters. Well, they've got their own show, and they're not going to put it on CBS. It will come on this fall exclusively on Paramount Plus. So another effort to get you away from broadcast television and into the world of streaming. And that's what all the TV networks definitely want you to do. They feel like that's where the young audience is, the godfathers of country music, the record labels. They know from their streaming numbers that there are more people streaming of the demographic that they desire than not. So that's why they're there, and that's why they stay there, and that's where they're going to be. So we'll see. I can't predict who's going to win this. I don't understand the voting. I know it's people who are members of the ACM, but the CMA is often a little easier to predict. The ACM has always seen itself as cutting edge. They like to be the first people to acknowledge a star. So that tells me, again, they might go with a Cody Johnson as male vocalist this year. We'll see. In the entertainment department, Entertainer of the Year, if it has Chris Stapleton's name on it, they seem to vote for it. So I don't know if they'll do Lainey there or whoever. It could be a weird voting toss-up. So they're very hard to predict. Very hard to predict, and they will be doing that tonight at 7 o'clock. I think the show is at least 2 hours long, and I don't think it's three. I think they're 2.5, oddly. So we'll see. And you'll see all the people who are currently on country radio is the best way to describe that. Reba's got a sponsor on here called Realtor.com, and they're going to do a real big investment, and you'll see their commercials on there tonight. And Blake... He, you know, you don't see this every day from a superstar in country. He got in his pickup truck and drove to the event. He lives up there when he's not in Los Angeles. They live just inside Central, right off of 35 up there, not far from Thackersville and Ada and those places. And so he got in his truck, drove through a storm.
Hey, that should be under an hour if you're not in a storm.
A little bit. Yeah, maybe with traffic and stuff.
Oh, wait, on down to Dallas. Wait, I'm thinking Denton. But
yeah, to Dallas,
yeah. About an hour. Yeah.
A little something. So he said, I literally say, I'm going to Texas to sing Texas. which is the name of his song that is currently number one, and it's a great song. It's got an earworm.
It's number one in the country?
Oh, number one in country.
Wow.
Not in the country, but
yeah, I mean, for Blake Shelton, who's, you know, remained relevant, but not the hottest artist around these
days.
That's pretty good.
And it's his 30th number one in his career, which is a pretty big number.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Well, let's see. At least a dozen members of the cast of Les Miserables, they are not going to go to the Kennedy Performing Center if Trump is there. So they're gonna get sick that night or not perform.
Oh, boy.
You know, I do love Broadway, and I do love musicals. That is my least favorite I've ever been to.
Les Miserables?
Les Miserables. I was miserable. I just didn't get it.
You all right?
I just didn't get it. Smokey Robin, hold on a second. I got to clear my throat.
I'd like to recommend Dr. Tyler Shepard, laryngologist that I visited with yesterday.
And a kazoo.
I forced that out. Yep. Smokey Robinson, he just said, I'm appalled. And what was it else? He said, you know, he'll have a statement at some point. Well, the lawyers basically said, we will soon file a legal response to what came out earlier this week about his accused sexual assault.
Actually,
a $50 million lawsuit.
I heard what Smokey actually said was, I'll get back with y'all, but I got to get with my wife first.
Yeah, she's had to get her own. She's getting a lawyer, too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they're suing her because they claim she knew what was going on.
I thought you meant for divorce or something.
Oh, no, because she's all in. So I don't know that she'd be
leaving. Standing by her man. That's good.
It is a strange story. Kentucky Derby winning jockey Junior Alvarado. He's going to have to pay a $31,000 fine for overusing the whip on his horse. He whipped the Sovereignty more than six times, and apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Even though you won, you still got to pay a fine?
Well, he whipped too much to get there. He was...
Did he do the whip or the nay-nay?
Wait a minute. I ain't going to change the great American sport of horse racing, but if it's a finable offense, because you can't do it, then that should be a disqualification.
Well, you can do it, you just can't do it over the circuit.
Well, right. But
yeah,
six times, they just fine you.
Because you made $3.1 million.
Eric, you put it in my head. You said, even though he won.
Right.
Well, why do you snap at his rear with your whip? To get him to say, go a
like
little
if
faster.
If you're in car racing and you take a little cheat, they disqualify you instantly.
Yeah. But
to make your car.
Well, with technology, the naked eye, you could figure out how many times.
Well, you and I don't know enough about horse racing.
I know.
Yeah.
I did grow up on a racetrack. I was born on one.
I stay away from whips.
Not all that. Really.
I don't do it all. This was the crazy story of the day for me yesterday. Disney opening a theme park in Abu Dhabi. It won't be there real soon. It takes 2 years to develop and design it. Then it takes 5 years to build it. So, wow, Abu Dhabi. But did you know, okay, I knew they had Disneyland because I went there as a little kid. It opened in 55. We were there in 63. It still felt fresh. I was there when they opened up Disney World in 71. I knew there was Tokyo Disneyland in 83. Disneyland Paris, been to that in 92. I don't think I must have been asleep when Hong Kong Disneyland opened in 2005. And then there's a Shanghai Disney Resort in 2016. And then by 2025? Probably by 2032, there'll be a Disneyland Abu Dhabi.
Well, Disney's opening up Universal Parks and Resorts and the Kids Resort in Frisco. That's going to open up in 2026.
Not a Disney World or land.
It's going to be, it's like a, you know, Universal Parks and Resorts. It's going to look, it's going to have themed.
Disney Resort.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Did you say Universal or Disney? There's two different things.
Disney is expanding into Texas with a new theme park, Universal Parks and Resorts, in Frisco to open in 2026. 32-acre children's theme park, feature themed areas like Shrek, Trolls.
Next year.
I've seen the...
See, that sounds weird because Disney and Universal is like peanut... It's like...
It's like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that yesterday?
What'd they do?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the new numbers are in, and Coca-Cola continues to sell more than anybody. But Pepsi was always number two until last year. And guess who beat them? Dr. Pepper. And then Pepsi. Now, as of this year, I guess, it is Coca-Cola in America, Dr. Pepper, are you ready? Sprite. Number four is Pepsi.
Wow.
Pepsi got problems. And you know, one of the things that they did to make the company PepsiCo, they realized to compete, they had spent just jillions of dollars that they didn't think were returning. Remember, they would always do the Super Bowl halftime show. And anyway, they quit all that. So what happens now? They're out of consciousness in the public.
That's strange. Wow. By the way, backing up on this children's thing, it is not Disney. It is NBC Universal Comcast.
Yeah,
whoever wrote
that makes sense.
Didn't know what they were writing. I mean, that would be like putting Coke and Pepsi in the same jar and selling it. This is a Universal Studios resort. Sixth one in the country, third in the United States. They have, like Puss in Boots, Shrek, Troll, SpongeBob. Those are all products of NBC Universal Parks.
And I know, I recognize what I'm about to say is committing sacrilege with many a folk. But I think Jimmy Carter agrees with me, so I think you got my back.
Uh-oh.
If you got a choice, like in Orlando, between Disney and Universal, go to Universal. It's better.
If you're going for rides.
Yeah, if you want the experience.
I've never gone to Disney. I
saw the magic of Disney, then go to Disney.
Yeah, Disney is, you're going because you want to see the Disney characters. You want to experience the Disney flair. In Universal, where you want to go on a ride.
Sheer entertainment. And that doesn't necessarily mean, when he says rides, like I sound like I work for these
roller
guys.
Coasters.
It's not necessarily roller coasters. It's kind of like Disney, but better.
It
in
is.
The sense that you get on things that take you through a space and all that. That's a ride.
Yeah, they did a little of that. When they first opened Universal, there was a little King Kong attraction, and there was all these things you'd ride, and King Kong would come up next to you and all this stuff. And then they opened a separate park within the Universal park. There was nothing but roller coasters. I mean, it was every kind of roller coaster, make you sick roller coasters, crazy roller coasters. And now they've opened the new one. It's called Epic or something like that, and it's a multi-multi-billion-dollar park. It's all part of that big one in Orlando. Yeah, this one in Frisco is under construction, says it'll open 1 year from today. So that's interesting. Now, I'm always fascinated. What was the source of this place you got that, Eric?
I just read it online. I'm trying to find the actual.
Yeah, see if you can find it, because I'm always interested in people who get things wrong.
It says, funny, Disney tourist blog. So it's a blog from Disney.
Disney tourist blog. No, it's not from Disney.
Yeah.
That's not from Disney, I'll bet you.
It's a blog. It's someone that has declared themselves a journalist and facts don't get in the way. And there's so much misinformation on the internet. That's what's so
scary. Let me tell you, the misinformation about Disney is historic and epic.
Yeah, this one's San Antonio Examiner is what I read it from. Disney Animation Immersive Experience extends residency.
Yeah. What in the world is
that? I have no clue.
The paper there is the Express, San Antonio Express.
San Antonio Examiner is where the article came from.
I'm looking up that right now, too. There's a Bexar County Medical Examiner. There's the San Antonio Express. Let's see, San Antonio Examiner. Everyone's trying to track down.
Your insider source for entertainment and business headlines.
Insider.
Yeah, no one seems to be able to find when I'm looking for it right here.
Let's take them to court. Yeah.
There it is, saexaminer.org. I don't know what they are. Oh, my God, first thing I see is an F word about an Israeli something.
Well, it's run by Democrats.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm telling you, you've got, this is one of the big problems in this country, is people, you know, findings, looking for things, and it looks like it's a source, it looks like it's real, and it's either a fake, or someone's put it out there on purpose to be fake, and then the real people are fake news. Because they're turning stories not factually incorrect, but they're doing a tilt on the story that makes it, you know, where, ugh. So, yeah, it's hard to find. It's hard to carve the stuff out unless you've been doing it a long time. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think that I've got a filter that's impenetrable. But 3 weeks ago, Jimmy, I said, hey, this just broke over the weekend. I work at the University of Texas technically for 3 decades. I didn't know this was coming. It was all about the new renovations, which they just finished the whole new. They're adding on more, and it's going to be an interactive experience, and da-da-da-da. And the whole thing was written pretty well. Nothing suspicious. It was allegedly coming from one of the major sports sites like On3. And I said, man, I got to tell folks about this. And then we started getting texts. Bob, everybody's talking about that. That's all fake news. It was so believable. Just got me a hook, line,
yeah,
and sinker.
There was something in the, it was say, claiming to be ESPN to making some announcement. And it was totally bogus. Because ESPN
maybe,
wasn't
maybe, yeah, that's who it was. You're right. It was SI.com. But it wasn't.
Yeah. But so people are, it's a lot of, it's a dangerous world out there when you're looking for facts and trying to.
And what makes it so dangerous, like, you know, we tell
it's the Wild West.
Well,
the internet is the Wild West.
Once SI.com broke it, but it wasn't them. You know, it was a fake. Then the Texas-based websites that are pretty, I won't name them, but they bit too. They started printing it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, and people start copying the. That's when you have people die. It's so scary to be in a legitimate news organization when someone dies, because you really aren't sure if they're really dead, because TMZ will put it out. I trust Harvey out there a little bit, and they're usually right, but then some of these other sources come up, and everybody wants to be first. Being first is, you don't kind of want to be first on some things, and because people are just copying what they saw as the first, because they're trying to be first. And then it's retracting, like Joe Paterno's death was one of the big ones.
Tom Petty.
Wasn't dead. To hear CBS Radio News say, we'd like to retract the story, Joe Paterno is not dead, you know, that's so embarrassing.
Last piece of evidence I'd like to introduce, Your Honor. Eric Raines got 1 million hits one time. Who died that you reposted and it wasn't true?
All right, earmuffs. If you have kids, the TV show Jackass. It was the guy that died in the fiery car crash, and he ran off the road and wrecked his, I forget what his name was.
Yeah, the tall, skinny guy that always got, yeah.
So I put it out. I grabbed it and
was it Johnny Knoxville?
No, and I was working for a company that was really hell bent on getting hits
first.
Yeah, they wanted to be first, and they wanted social media hits. They wanted views and hits, and you were getting paid based upon how many hits you had online. And so I went with it. Well, it was completely wrong. It was a parody. They said, wouldn't it be the ultimate stunt if they were creating this fake? And I just went with it, and then everyone picked it up across the country. It wasn't just...
I mean, not the New York Times, but even them. You know, it's people like that.
And then, I mean... I took it down, Jimmy, within 15 minutes, but it was too late. You can't take it back.
And they wouldn't give Eric the bonus.
You kiss.
He got the hits.
Internet lasts forever.
Yeah.
The internet lasts forever. And then there are some people who die who you simply can't get a confirmation on. It's so hard. And you have to wait until you see a family member post it on their Facebook or something, and then you can say, okay, I believe it now. And
you're the worst. I'm sorry. You're the best when it comes to putting something out, somebody died. I've gone through this with Jimmy over 30 years. When Willie passed away, I was on the front end of knowing that.
When Willie?
And I called Jimmy. He goes, who said? I said, well, first of all, I said that ought to be good enough. And he said, well, it's not. I need three sources. And he says, who's your source? I said, well, they've asked me not to tell, but it's a member of the family. And Jimmy said, well, I need two more then. He said, you are careful.
No, and you, by the way, you just said when Willie died.
Willie didn't die.
Willie didn't die.
No, I'm sorry. Good Lord.
Merle.
Good Lord. Merle. Oh,
Merle.
God, Bob.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob, putting that out there.
But you could, get the Alvarado whip, please, and whip Bob six times.
And it was a member of Willie's family, if that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Dunn, 2011, that's when that happened.
Ryan Dunn, okay.
Nobody knows who that is, by the way, unless you watch that TV show.
But anyway, bottom line is, a lot of fake news. Be careful with what you read. I didn't believe the Disney story until I read much deeper, because it just sounded too crazy. Okay.
Love you, brother. Take care. Keep being careful, and I'll keep copying you.
Thank you.
It's important.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
As demonstrated here by the old Disney. Hey, look at that Disney thing.
Jimmy made a big deal.
No, it wasn't. Well, it's true.
It was a true story, though.
Yeah, but it's universal. And he said, well, that doesn't sound right. And I thought about that. I said, well, maybe.
It actually was right. It just wasn't Disney.
Maybe Israel.
It was universal.
Maybe Israel.
And if I'm being really honest, I wasn't going to admit it. I just read it wrong. The article basically said, and I'm reading, while Disney isn't expanding into Texas, and I thought it said is.
That, I was going to say, is the biggest thing.
I just read it wrong.
I don't know how long you've been.
But Jimmy spent 10 minutes talking about how.
Yeah, so real quick, if you haven't been in Texas but a while, but if you have, you've heard about how Disney has bought all this land.
Yeah, and supposedly in Salado. They bought
it's been all the hill country, Salado. Yeah, it's going to be here. And it never has been true. But as recently as, I don't know, 5 years ago, credible people said, Bob, this time it's real. And one person said, here's who you do. He gave me the name of a politician out in Lano, maybe, something like that. Said, she's on the city council. She's willing to talk to you. She has put together the deal with them. And I talked to her. I said, man, this might be real. It was never real. It's just, I don't know how that stuff happens, but it gives somebody a thrill somewhere. Good morning, it's 8:08.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.